Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Living by Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Isaiah 12:2, he said, "Behold, God is my salvation." And what? "I will trust and not be afraid, for the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also has become my salvation." Hallelujah. At times, if you really feel afraid, let me tell you what to do. Break out into song. Just get up and bust a move. And break out into song. Somebody says, "Well, I'm not a singer." Yeah, you are. Yeah, everybody can sing. Everybody can sing. Not everyone should record. But everyone can sing. And it's something how when you lift your voice to sing, it takes on a different effect. You actually are having to put more into it. And you'll get more out of it. Doesn't matter if it's not in tune or if it doesn't rhyme. Get your mind off of all that. Just break into song. What are you going to do? 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 You're going to say, "Shut up. I'll show you what I'm going to do. I'm going to sing right now." God is my performer. He will do all things for me. Has he said it? Shall he not do it? All I got to do is just believe.
Yeah. Amen.
What are you going to do? 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 Money is coming to me. Money is coming to me. I'll pay every bill because money is coming to me. Money's coming to me right now. Money's coming to me, I don't have to know how. Money's coming my way. Money, money, more than I need. Money's coming to me. Now, I know that people might think that sounds humorous, but is that not an expression of trust? I'm not despairing that the bad thing's going to happen. I'm affirming that what he told me is coming to pass. Hallelujah. He said, "I'll trust and not be afraid. The Lord Jehovah's my strength and my song, and he's become my salvation." 26, Isaiah 26. Isaiah 26:3, "Thou will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusts in thee." Thank you, Lord. Verse 4, do what? "Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength." When you get your mind on him and you're being talking about what he said he would do and trusting in him, instead of being weak, you'll become stronger. When you look at the bad thing and you fear and tremble over it, you'll get weaker. To be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Does it matter what you think on? Does it matter what you talk about? According to these verses, it's a difference of life and death. Yes, it matters. Skip on down to the 31st chapter. Actually, chapter 30. Well, I see we're going to have to come back maybe next week or whenever and finish this up. That's all right. I purposely felt like we just need to camp on this part tonight. Just we need to camp. How many know you got this one thing? It changed your life. wouldn't it? It'd change your life. And it's just one thing right here. Isaiah 30 and verse 1. Woe to the rebellious children, says the Lord, that take counsel but not of me, and that cover with a covering but not of my spirit, that they may add sin to sin. They walk to go down to Egypt and have not asked at my mouth, didn't ask me, to strengthen themselves in the strength of Pharaoh and to trust in the shadow of Egypt. Therefore shall the strength of Pharaoh be your shame, and the trust in the shadow of Egypt your confusion. What are we seeing here? We're seeing God's people choose to trust in the wrong thing. Choose a replacement for God. And this is, all of us have been tempted in these areas, and there's been lots of mistakes made here. If you're not trusting God very well, you get impatient. And if the situation seems to be getting worse, especially, you figure, I can't wait on God. I got to do something about this. And that's when Sarah comes up with the Hagar Ishmael plan. Is that right? And that's when the enemy will show you all kinds of alternatives to trusting God. I can just do this. I'll just do that. And what do we read in Jeremiah? There's a curse that's attached to forgetting God and trusting man. But if you don't depend on man and flesh and you trust God, that's when you become like the tree planted by the waters. But you have to make a choice as to who you trust and what you trust. Did you remember the psalmist kept saying, only God. I'll trust only in Him. I'm looking only to Him. Skip down to the 31st chapter. You're in 30. Look at 31. Obviously, this was a problem at this time. He keeps bringing it up. 31:1. Woe to them that go down to Egypt for help and stay on horses. Now, the word trust, one of the big words for the word trust is rely. Actually, it's translated lean on. And all of these words describe faith. To live by faith means to live by trust, which means to live by relying on. But faith in what? Trust in what or whom? Leaning on what? It's also translated to rest yourself. I'm trusting in my legs right now. I'm relying on them to hold me up. You're leaning on this chair. You're relying on that chair to hold you up. And in every area of life, we need to examine what or who are we leaning on. What are we actually looking to for that to be accomplished? Who are we looking to? What are we looking to? God may use people and things to help us, but it's not okay for us to look to them instead of Him. This is where folks get in trouble. Repeatedly. You can rely on yourself instead of God. You can rely on other people instead of God. You can rely on money instead of God. You can rely on science instead of God. Any number of things. And you'll always come out badly. When as a believer, knowing you can trust God, you choose to trust something else. Can you see this, friends? Woe to them that go down to Egypt for help and stay on horses and trust in chariots, because they're many, and in horsemen because they're very strong. But they what? They look not to the Holy One of Israel, neither seek the Lord. He said, listen, verse 3, the Egyptians are men and not God, and their horses flesh and not spirit. And when the Lord stretches out His hand, both he that helps is going to fall and he that was helped is going to fall down, and they're going to all fail together. Right. Why? Because they're dependent on each other. Right. Instead of looking to God. And man has been doing this ever since the Tower of Babel. Deciding we don't need God. We'll help each other. We'll work together. We'll meet each other's needs. Oh, it sounds good to the unenlightened. And what we all need to do is work together and pool our resources. You help me and I help you, and we'll just have a beautiful world. Everything will be wonderful. And if you'll notice, there's not one mention of God anywhere about it. Which means it ain't never gonna work. Ever. Man meeting man's needs is never going to solve the problems. Never. Never, because it can't. Won't, because it can't. But godless people are going to continue to insist that it can. And even when it fails miserably, right in front of their eyes, they'll still say, oh no, we just have to approach it a different way. But this is the solution. It's not the solution. We have been created for someone's pleasure. We belong to Him. Come on, are you listening? We are completely dependent on Him, including our planet and our solar system and our galaxy. Come on, are you listening? Every millisecond, He upholds everything by the word of His power. The next breath you get is a gift from Him. Take one and say thank you. Thank you, Lord. Then your next heartbeat, it's all from Him. All from Him. And if that's true, then we should look to Him. Is that right? Our trust should be in Him all the time. Look with me. Go back to the book of Psalms. And I think we can close with this. And you'll need to come back for the rest of this message. Yes. It's good too. You remember Chronicles? We talk about Chronicles. Yes. Well, you had to get ready for it. Yep. Well, we're getting ready tonight. And so next time we can maybe move into that.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Living by Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today. And be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.